This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, March 31st. God's word for you today is ever present. Our scripture reading is taken from John chapter 14, verse 16. And it says, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you." We said yesterday that the Holy Spirit resting on the believer was a new concept to the Old Testament believer in times past, for example, with Moses at the tent of meeting. The presence of God will descend like a cloud, and the Holy Spirit will lift when they are done talking. On the kings, it was the same thing. But Jesus said to the disciples, "I am not only going to come and visit you, I am going to come and inhabit you." So, we are carrying the presence of the Maker of the heavens and the earth. Jesus is not just interested in saving us, he is interested in living in us. Think about that for a moment. Jesus is living in you. If someone from the village threatens to cut off your head, should you be afraid? No. And the reason you are not afraid is Jesus lives in you. And greater is he that lives in you than he that is in the world. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. Please read. Matthew chapter 28, verse 20 says, "I am with you always, remaining with you perpetually, regardless of circumstance and on every occasion, even to the end of the age." Jesus says he is with you perpetually, consistently, never taking a break, regardless of the circumstance. This is very empowering. Imagine you walk in the consciousness that God is with you perpetually. Not only will you not be afraid of evil, but you will also be empowered not to commit evil. Let's say someone left $10,000 on the table. John, seeing the money, is tempted to take it. So he looks left and right, and no one is watching. But just as he's about to make his move, John feels the overwhelming presence of the Maker of the heavens and the earth right beside him. What do you think will happen? John will be empowered not to steal that money because God is there with him. Jesus is watching him. Have you heard the story of Jesus is watching you? Yes? No? I will tell you the story just in case. A robber went to rob a house, and the house had a parrot. The robber had packed everything he wanted to steal into a bag and was about to go when the parrot said, "Jesus is watching you." So the robber engaged the parrot. "Will you shut up? Jesus is in heaven and I am here stealing." The parrot said, "Well, Jesus is watching you." "What do you mean Jesus is watching me?" The parrot said, "The name of our Rottweiler is Jesus, and he is right here watching you." The robber, on seeing the Rottweiler, dropped his bag and ran away. Jesus is close by, and he is watching you. Completely empowering. Let us pray. Father, I am grateful for your perpetual presence with me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.